Today's daf is daf of Gimel, and we begin with a rousing.
Look, the Heilige Mishnah.
Aisha shenadra benazir, v'ayta shota v'yayin u'metama l'metim, harezo sofeget et ha'arbayim. We already saw earlier that this is merely an introduction to the next piece, because really it's no chidush at all when the Gemara came out, and it's not telling us anything about the nature of the Baal Sakara. And all that it's saying is basically that even if she was, there was nothing in the way and she was over, obviously she would be sofeget et ha'arbayim, but if hefer la ba'ala, mi lo yada'a shehefer la ba'ala, even though she thought she was committing a sin, she didn't realize that she was no longer in the zira, v'hayta shota b'yayin u'metama l'metim, in that case, eina sofeget et ha'arbayim, because it's not the intent that's important, obviously. It's the actual isur, she was not over in isur. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, maybe she's not sofeget et ha'arbayim. Okay, that's because that's the diorayta. So mi'ene sofeget ha'arbayim, at least dispog makat mardut. So at least min rabbanan, she should be put into her place, that she shouldn't come to do such a thing again. And to be mochiach on the fact that she was overt on an isur. Rabbanan. Isha heferim. Here we find that the Torah says that even though clearly she was already not a nazir, Isha have heferim rom v'Hashem yislachla. For what's the Hashem yislachla? If there's a Hashem yislachla, then obviously she was doing something wrong. What was she was doing something wrong? Isha shefer la ba'ala v'hilo yada'ak. It can't be talking about the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to be b'soleach, a woman whose her husband is made for her neder. But what is there to be soleach? It's got to be that she was doing something wrong. She was overt al nidra. And the Torah, nonetheless, is telling us that Hashem yislachla. So in other words, tzricha kaparav eslecha. Uchashaya magia Rabbi Akiva etzol pasuk zaya bukhe. Rabbi Akiva would reach this pasuk, he would cry. And he would say, Uma mish nitkavin la'alot biyado basar chazir. V'la biyado basar tole. Nonetheless, ta'un kaparav eslecha. Here this woman, she thought she was big shot. She was eating basar chazir. In fact, she was eating perfectly kosher. She thought the wine was usher for her. In fact, it was like drinking coke. It was completely mutter. And nonetheless, she requires kapara v'slicha. So imagine somebody wants to do an avera and does do an avera. Mitkaven la'alot b'yado basar chazir, and indeed ala b'yado basar chazir. Alachat kama v'kama. Kayotzei b'davar ha'tomer, you find the same situation. It was going to make a tzrichta later, but why we need other examples. We find that there's a din of an Hashem tolui. There it says a person he wasn't aware of the fact that he was doing anything wrong. He thought he was doing complete hatred. Nonetheless, va'ashem v'nasavano, he did something wrong. Now he's going to need to bring a korban. If not, he's not say avon. So ma'am bishinitkaven la'alot biyado basar tolei. In that case, he thought he was taking a piece of kosher meat. And in the end, alav biyado basar chazir. I mean, not literally basar chazir, but maybe basar chazir. It turned out that he was eating chaticha, which was safek shel shuman, safek shel chelem. Now, lemaisa, we know we have a machloket about whether we bring an asham talui even on a safek, whether it was over on chaticha achat of a safek, or only where it was nikva'a isura, meaning only in a place where there was vadai isur there, and there was a safek, whether I took the isur, would have to be shtei chatichot, achat shel chelem and achat shel shuman. Over here, so he thought, by the way, when it says basar chazir, obviously it doesn't mean basar chazir, because there's no, we're using, like we use in modern terms, that's chazir treif. Doesn't mean basar chazir, there's no chiyav of bringing an Hashem tolin on, because there's no chiyav of bringing a korban chatat on. So if we're definitely over, means b'shoking. But we're using it as a sense of, you know, you wanted to do, over here you wanted to do something kosher. In the end, it was, we're calling it chazir because it isn't definitely anything. It was a suffix, whatever it was. According to this man, the Amos, we bring both sheets. According to this man, the Amar, it was a chaticha achas, with suffix shashum and suffix shachelev. So we're calling that chazir. And nonetheless, it says, Omar kroven asavono. So imagine, Mishnah kavein. La'alot biyado basar chazir, la'ala biyado basar chazir. Over here, the guy wasn't planning on doing anything wrong. So I mean, here, if he meant to, alachat kama v'kama. Isi ben Yehuda, who holds that you don't bring an Hashem tolui, unless there is chaticha achat shel isur, so Isi ben Yehuda says this is not the way to say it. The way to say it is like this: it says v'lo yada v'Hashem v'nasavono. So here's how to say it: Uma mishnit kavin la'alot biyado basar taleh. He wanted to eat kosher meat. V'ala biyado basar chazir. What is the basar chazir? Kigon Shtei chatichot, achat shel chemer ve'achat shel shuman. So over here he ate a piece that might have been the piece of chemer that was definitely here. We don't know that he ate it, but he might have eaten it. Nonetheless, he had no kavana doing anything wrong. Omar krovin asavano. So I'm mitkaven alot biyado basar chazir, v'alot biyado basar chazir. Alachat kama v'kama. Koshikain, if this is what he actually wanted. Al davar ze yidvu advuyim. This is something to worry about in life. You got to worry, this is what to worry about. The Tosis brings a beautiful remez. Yidvu, we're learning out from the posik. Because yada v'yashem v'nasa is yidvu. Right?
That's
what I say, yeah. Yidvu. Yada v'yashem v'nasa. Yidvu kol advuyim. So it's a remez that there is what to worry about in life. What do we need so many different riots that the person is responsible for what he's doing, even though he didn't have to in kavon? Trich, we do need them. Because let's say we would have had the case, Itanaga be'isha, where it says Hashem yislach la. I would say, obviously in that case, there's a very strong difference in the other cases. I mean, here she intended to do something wrong. She thought she was in the Zira, and she was being over on the right. Turns out she wasn't. Over there, I understand that the intent is certainly a getter of Merida, and HaKadosh Baruch. So she requires Kapara V'Sakala, which has very important implications, by the way, we got a Hilchos Teshuva, where we saw in terms of the din of Kapara makes absolutely no difference what your intent is. Right? So the fact that we would have thought this is really not Lala. We would have thought that the intent is that which is going the kapara, the need for kapara, but indeed it's not. It strengthens the Rambam's position. It's not only arba gidrei kapara; it's even within those four gidorim. It really doesn't matter. Aval chaticha. Somebody now eats safek shachera, safek shum. Well, over there, the person's kavana was leatera kamecha. Maybe over there he wouldn't eat kapara v'slicha. The Yidmar Adam, if on the other hand, we would bring this case, we would say, okay, that's because there was an Isser in the end. Suffolk Isser, but there's Isser. Suffolk Isser is also Isser. Mashenke mi isha de ferla ba'ala. So what's the difference if she intended, but there was no Isser at all involved? So if there was Etera, okay, a person wanted to do something. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzare from Achshav l'maaseh. She didn't do anything wrong. So lo tiboy kapara v'tzricha. On the other hand, let's say if it said both cases, it said the case of Isha, it said the case of Safek Shel Chelev, Safek Shel Shuma. So I would have said, there, Anitarti, with the Sagelon, the Kaparav Slicha. Dolo Ikba Isura, over there, it's possible for a person to attain a level of Kaparav Slicha, because there was no Kviyut of Isur. In one case, there was no Isur at all. In the other case, there was no clear Isur. So it's only a Safek. But in the case of Shtei Chatichot, so maybe over there indeed there will not be a slicha v'kapara. So therefore I need to know all three of these examples. Omar Rabba Bar Bachon Amar Rabbi Yochanan. May dechtiv yesharim darkei Hashem tzadikim yelchu bam uposhim yikashlu bam. Once already we're on the topic of intent. So intent, preparation, realities are all very interrelated. It's not just a matter of asiya. So now, let's look at the pasuk. The pasuk says that. The pasuk says HaKadosh Baruch Hu's paths are straight. The question is how you walk them. So if you're a tzaddik, you end up walking along that path. If you're a posheya, you're nichshal in the very path that the tzaddik is hailech by. So mashal l'shnei b'nei adam shetzalu et pischeihem, two people, and they prepare the Korban Pesach. Echad achlo l'shom mitzvah. So one eats it ala sova correctly, leaves room for his Korban Pesach. Ve'echad achlo l'shom achila gasa. The other guy is so full by the time he gets to his Korban Pesach that it's no longer being eaten ala sova. It's being eaten as achila gasa. Is that?
You have to eat it ala sova.
It has to be ala sova, but it can't be beyond
it.
It's a very little range, that's right. So, exactly. So it's the same path, but, one guy didn't quite make it. זה שאכלו לשום מצווה, צדיקים ילכו בה. וזה שאכלו לשום אכילה גסה, אז פושעים יקשלו בה. I'm going to reach luck, I don't understand. I mean, you're going to call this guy a poshea? I mean, the guy, this is not an example of a poshea. I mean, I'm Rasha Karitabe. Maybe, in the heat of Lo'avid, mitzvah ben ha-mufkar. So he didn't bring it, didn't do the mitzvah correctly. But Pesach mi'akavid, he still was doing a mitzvah. He can't call that yikashlu. Tosus asks over here the obvious question. If the guy be the dinner with Yom HaKippurim, the halacha is, that it's not considered to be achila at all. You're not over on the eating of Yom Kippur if you eat achila gas. So then it should not be. What do you mean he was yotzi? Wasn't yotzi Pesach at all? It's not called an act of achila. There needs to be a din of achila Pesach. Where's the achila Pesach if it was achila gasa? The Tosfos says, okay, obviously there's two levels of achila gasa. There's an achila gasa where you're forcing food in your mouth, but you have no sensation or pleasure at all from the act of achila. So that's not defined as achila. But then you have an achila gasa which is beyond alasova. It's not that it's your mom is forcing it in, but you have no desire for it. The problem with that answer is that the Gemara should simply have said, okay, so we're not talking about that. We're talking about where's achila gasa. What are you asking me? You were yotz in the Pesach. What makes you think I'm talking about that level of achila gasa? Maybe I'm talking about the achila gasa of Yom HaKippurim. It's not such a good answer because the Gemara said to me, I mean, what? You have to make a problem. So don't make a problem. Say, I'm talking about the same achila gas. Yeah? So Tosus in Yom HaMaisa says that Enochinami. What it says over here is only that he was Yotz in the mitzvah of Pesach. It doesn't say he was Yotz in the mitzvah of Achilas Pesach. Because Achilas Pesach is not Ma'akim. It's just that you don't call the person a Peshea if this was part of his Asiyas mitzvah Akravas Korban Pesach. So if he ended up getting a stomach ache and didn't eat the carbon Pesach, he still yikes the carbon, right? So he's an idiot. You call him whatever you want, but don't call him a Pesheya. He's yikes.
As long as he was
manui on the carbon Pesach, was shechted for him in Nisar Chalav. So afterwards, the boss, he doesn't eat. That's not his problem. Okay, so therefore you can't, if he was, and you'll notice, but it says Pesach Mi'a Ka'avi, it doesn't say Pesach Mi'a Ka'achal. But he at least made a carbon Pesach. That's all that it says. So that's true. So it doesn't make sense to say that the Pesach that's referring to Poshim, Yikashlubam, on the same path, would be referring to somebody who did a mitzvah but didn't do the mitzvah bin Amufka. Okay, so let's take another case. Mashal Ishnei Bnei Adam, there's two people. So two guys, both of whom sleeping in the same bed as their own wife and their own sister. One ends up sleeping with his wife, one ends up sleeping with his sister. They're both basically on the same path. In other words, they're interested in engaging in a correct path of sexual activity, they end up with the wrong woman. Says, well, it's not the same path. I mean, dummy. He's saying because the physical activity is the same, therefore you call an incestuous act the same as an act. That's not what the pasuk could be referring to. Yesharim Dark Hashem. What is Yosha Dark Hashem about sleeping with your sister? Nah, it can't be that such. It's got to be the same act. Okay. Ella. Mashallah, Lot, here you've got Lot, you've got his two daughters. So they both did the same act. Their kavana was clearly, as they said, they need to be mamid children, because they felt the world was coming to an end. So they were engaged in a mitzvah. So for them, it's indeed tzaddikim yelchubam. Whereas Lot was it gavin l'shem avera, uposhimi kashlubam. And there it's the same act.
He was drunk.
Oh, yes, the Gemara. First of all, before we even get to the fact that he's drunk, what makes you think he had kavanah that wasn't a shame mitzvah? You're saying bad things about Lot? For what reason? Why do you want to say something bad about Lot? Avraham Avinu stopped Talmud. Maybe he was big tzaddik. Maybe he also deep down was mechavan a shame mitzvah. If you remember, who named the mitzvah mechavan? Om Rav Yochanan, because if you analyze the story of Lot, it's very clear that he's a sex maniac, not looking for mitzvah. Vayisa lo. Look at the word vayisa. Vatisa eshet adonav et eneha. The word disyat ayin is always for aver. Et enav. He yishara be'enai. So vayar. Vayar otashchem ben chamor. Every word is a reference to some type of sexual misactivity. Et kol kikar hayardein. As Shlomo HaMelech says, ki ba'ad isha zona ad kikar lechem. The word kikar is just a way of talking about it, not zona. Kikula mashke. What's mashke? The same thing. This is Klal Yisrael that's compared here to a prostitute. No, so she says, I'll go back to my lovers. Not niluyai. So she kuyai. It's another lashon of illicit. So now we go, okay, fine. So he wasn't a good guy. All right. So he was looking to do an aveira. But over here he was drunk, as our president said. Aminas onis. It's not his fault. Tanim Yishum Rav Yosef Barav Choni. Lama nakod al havav in the word uvkuma shalabichira. The oldest daughter, it says that he lo yada, he didn't know b'shichva uvkuma, but there's a dot on top of the vav to tell us don't take that so seriously. B'shichva di lo yada, but the kuma wasn't the same way. There was a little bit of yidiyah over there. Okay, fine. It's too late already. My havi lelameva, my dahava havi. What was he supposed to do at that point? Oh, what is he supposed to do? Don't get drunk the next night. Nafkemina. Delapanyachrina loy by lebishtechamra. He shouldn't have had the wine the next night. So obviously he was into it. And since we see he was not the Chavon of Bar Mitzvah, Porshimi Kashruba. Dorash Rava, once we're on the topic of Lot, Maidechtiv, Ach Nifsha, Mikiryat Oz, Umidyanim Kivriach Armon. Who is the Ach that was Nifsha, Mikiryat Oz? There was a brother, Lot. Avraham Avinu calls Lot Anashim Achim Anachtu. Who is Kiryat Oz? Avraham Avinu, who's called Sur Chutzatan. He's the tower. He's the tower of strength. So there was an Ach that turned his back against the stronghold. So Zelot Shepiresh Me'Avraham. And what happened? Midyanim Kivriach Armon. He tilled Midyanim. Givrichim. Here we have a Girsa. Givrichim ve'armon. The Girsa of the Rishonim is Givriche Armon. Givrichim ve'armon. But the idea is the same. Since, because of his actions, the Torah did not allow Amoni u'Moavi b'kal Hashem, so because of what he did, he ended up creating Midyanim. Pain, problems, lock them out. Kivriach Armon. We trace back, even though the Baisa, in the Torah, we understand that the Inyonim of Amon and Moav are because of Advar, Shalot, and so on. But here the Gemara traces them back to their initial conception. The conception was not correct, because it was not the Shem Mitzvah on the side of Lot. And so Memela, we trace it back to Lot. What is the Midanim? Lo yavo amoni u'moavi b'kal Hashem. Dor hashrov v'yitemer rabbi Yitzchak. Ma'i dechtiv l'ta'ava yivakesh nifrad. U'bechol tushiya yitgala. We learn it like this, l'ta'ava. Because of his lust, yivakesh nifrad. The nifrad, who is called Lot, to whom was said, he pared na'alat me'alar. So we need to be nifradim. So it was in order to fulfill his lust, that the Nifrad, who was Lot, was Mevakesh, to cut his ties with Avraham Avinu. The result of which was, Bechol Tushia, Ein Tushia La Torah, Yidgala, we will be Megale, Kelono, Bebatei Chnesiot, or Bebatei Midrashot. Tosfos learns, Bechol Tushia, is a reference to Torah Shebichtav, and Torah Shebaalpeh. So Bebatei Knesiot, it says, Lo Yavam, Oni Moavi, Bekal Hashem, and Bebate Midrashot, Ditnan, Amoni u'Moavi Asurim, V'Yisuran Yisur Olam. So everybody who learns that ultimately connects it back in his mind to the exposure of Lot's desire. Omar Ula, Tamar Zinta Zimri Zina. Tamar Zinta Yatsurim Menemalachim Menemiyim. Zimri Zina, Naflu alav kama revavot b'Yisrael. We want to take a look at the context. We want to take a look at the kavana. We want to take a look at the entire history of an event. Look at the difference between Tamar, who was mechavenet in order to Ezra, taki gadel shela, and she's waiting to have children. So her kavana was entirely to be mamid Zera from Yehuda. Yatzu mimena malachim. Obviously, malachim from parents. We have the whole Malchus Bistovi. And Neviim, because as the Gemara says, Amatz and Amatz, were brothers. Amatz and Amatz, were brothers. So Yeshayahu and Amatz, both of them were Neviim. That's it's mentioned, but Yeshayahu and Amatz doesn't tell us anything. So we have a klal whenever we have the name of a father mentioned. So both of them are Neviim. So we have over here at least those two Neviim that came from Tamar. We have the whole Malchus from Mishpachat Amlucha. Whereas if Zimri was Mizaneh, so 24,000 people died because of his mice. Omrim, Nachum by Yitzchak. Truth is, Gidola Avera Lishma, Mimitzvah Shelo Lishma. Once we're talking already about intent, doing an Avera Lishma is greater than doing a Mitzvah Shelo Lishma. It is? I mean, didn't Rav Yehuda say, Omrim, Rav Yehuda Merab, Leolam Yasok Adam B'Torah B'Mitzvot, Afilu Shelo Lishma, Shemitov Shelo Lishma B'Lishma. You don't have that element in an Avera Lishma. Because what are you going to say? Mitok Shalosh Ma'ba Lishma. In the Avera, that you're not going to say. So you don't have that advantage. So, I mean, it's not fair to say that it's Godel. You could say that maybe it's the same. But since it's lack, as you say, in terms of what it is, it's better. But it lacks this ultimate power to be able to make a person come to do Lishma. And certainly, if it has that, that gives it elements of Lishma already. It's not going to be better. Okay, sorry. Ela ema kim mitzvah shelo lishma. So change that, not to say it's godol mi mitzvah, but it is a kim mitzvah shelo lishma. Lishma. How do we see this? Dichtiv tevorach minashim ya'el, eshet chever hakini, minashim ba'ol tevorach. So ya'el eshet chever hakini. I mean, what did she do? She basically killed Sisera. But I mean, the way she killed Sisera was by giving him an awfully good time. You got to wear him down. So she did that lishma. So here it says that she is greater than the nashim in the oil. Who are the nashim in the oil? Sora, Rivka, Rochav, Aleah, and each one of these women, it specifically mentions the oil. The malachim come. They ask Avram Avinu, where is Sora? They force him to say, Neva oil. As Rashi says, Sanoi, these are the, and then we find the same thing by Rivka. So we find exactly the same lashon of Eil by the Nirtzeh, she's greater than them, which of course leads to a problem, because we just said it's not greater, it's just as good. And so we have to now say that the Nashim Ba'Eil were not Isaac in the midst of the Shema. That's a problem. So why not? A lot of different approaches. No, a lot of different approaches. As I say, the Pashas, they weren't Isaac in the midst of the Shema because they were competitive.
Each other?
The reason they gave over their shivcha to their husband was as a competition. So competition is already not kula d'shem shamayim. It's the elements of your own self. Okay, others say because they were nene. Yael didn't have any pleasure, any personal pleasure in the relationship, as we'll see. They had personal pleasure. So that personal pleasure itself is an element of the personal, which takes away the complete lishma. Even though they're kavonah the lishma, but since they were nana, so it's not the same. Okay. Others say that there was the participation of their husband. If it wasn't entirely their choice, you would say that they were Isaac because their husband is Isaac. So over here, Yael was entirely on her own. Okay. Whatever, but it certainly creates a problem. The original pshat, mina shimba oil, was the reason that we said it originally when we said it. Yidelem avera lishma. Okay.
First one that
we
connected to
Tosos,
are they
Mitoshalo Lishma
Bolishma? Because he asked why no
Shalom
Libri,
says
the difference is
Lakanter
or competition.
No, that's a bigger question. Marsha asked that question. Marsha says, Tosos says over here, famous Tosos we discussed many times, that why do we find in some places that it says that somebody is Isaac and Mitzvah Shalom Lishma, it's Leach Lashai Nivra, another Lakabik Tera, it says Mutav Lashi Sapashil Yasei Alponov. And over here it says Mitosh Lodosh. Yes, it's a number of places. Mitosh Lodosh, Mitosh Lodosh. Yes, there's two types of Shalodoshma. the lalishma, which is their lekanter. He wants to disprove what the other guy says. There's a shalishma that he wants to be a big shot. You should call him rabbi, make him roshiva. That's shalishma. The difference is that in one of them, what it is that he's doing, the kavana is for the mitzvah of what he's doing. It's just the reason that he's involved in the mitzvah that he's doing is for the wrong purposes. Think of it, the counter couldn't care less. If it meant doing the opposite, he would do the opposite, whatever it is against it. Yeah, whatever exactly. He's teaching a Torah, he's not teaching a Torah. He's saying, using the Torah to prove that the other guy's wrong. What's that to the Torah? He's not interested in the Torah. So it's be'etzem different than the... Where do we see that she did an Avera Shalolishma? I mean, an Avera Lishma. Omer Yochanan Sheva Pi'ilot Ba'alot Torah Shabbat Tasha'a. If you add up the number of times that it says that Sisra, some lashon of intercourse, either kara, nafal, shachav, but these are all, so it says bein raglea, kara, nafal, shachav. That's three times. Bein raglea, kara, nafal is five times. Ba'asher kara, sham, nafal, shadud is seven times. So apparently she wore him out seven times. And this is what enabled her then ultimately to kill him. So you see that she was no heges and avera lishma. Ask the Gemara, but how can you say that she's so great if her komitanya mi be'ila? Tosfos points out, we're not asking about why she was allowed. Because the din of karka oila. That's not a problem. Why wasn't she mechuyavet to be meiser nefesh and so on?
But she is.
Okay. Why are you mishabeach her to this extent? To publicize that this is the godless of her. Don't give us all the gory details. You want to say what she did? Say what she did. But over here, you're telling us imamish as if each act that she did itself is okay. Look at the godless of Yael. I mean, bottom line is she's having a good time, no? So why are we now being mishabeach? Rabbi Yochanan, it's not true. Kol tovatan shavashaim ena el ra'ay tzadikim. It's not true because a tzadekes does not have pleasure from the teva of a rasha. Rabbi Gemara elsewhere says that since he was a goy, he was itil bazuama. Itil bazuama ruined her. She didn't want that. Shenemar yishom alacha midaverim Yaakov mitova adra. Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell Lavan not to speak anything good? I mean, Ra, I understand. Okay, don't say anything bad. But Shat, don't say anything good. The Tova, my love, what do you care if he says something good? El Lav Shema, Amino Tova, Torai. For Lavan to say something good is bad. The mice in the end is Maske Shem Avet is Kepovit. Look. That means Al Yedei Yaakov is Maske Shem Avet is Zoraz. It's bad for him. As a Gemara says, what about it? What about Yael? What was the bad? The bad was he killed Bazuama. It's a certain tahira that a ger attains, a ger attains, that Bas Yisrael has. That tahira is ruined by having sex with a goy. It just takes away the whole sense of purity. It's not worth it. It's not. There's no sense of pleasure. It's like sleeping with an animal. Gufa. Omer of Yudamara. Lo olam yasok adam b'torah b'mitzvot afilo shelo lishma. Where do we see this? Shebischar arba'im v'shtayim korbanot sheikriv balak harasha zachar v'yatzam imenu rut. Because of the fact that Balak, if you add it, there were three times, and each time Bilam told him build seven mizbechot, and in each one he had to bring a parva'ay. Right? So that's 21 different mizbechot, and in each one he had two korbanos. That means there were 42 korbanot that he brought. Bezchus those 42 korbanot, he was zoche v'yotzer imenu Rut. Rut became now his descendant. V'on Rav Yitzchak Rav Chanina, Rut was bat b'no shel Eglon melech Moab hayta. She was the granddaughter of Eglon. So that means she was only a few generations from, at least that's what it appears over here, that from Balak. But Tosfos says, how's that possible? It was 200 years between them. Because Ruth went ahead and married Yiftzan. Because Boaz is Yiftzan. And the Mashma'ut is, this is a very interesting medrash, Mashma'ut is, says Tosfos, that Ruth was a Ketana when she married Boaz. So another measure says she was in her 70s. But
she has to be at least 10 years old.
Yeah.
She got married to...
Was it a
she got married to 1 year old.
What's the rise she was a ketana? Because the measure says that gerim are depressed because it took them so long to become gerim. But by Rus it says to imas kotech shlema. That means there was nothing missing. So it was you came on time. You made it. You made it under the wire. So how could you be a ketana? That's a lot of problems.
She was a widow.
She must have gotten married quite young. It's okay. HaKadosh Baruch Hu also took a very young child. Klal Yisrael was also very young. Okay. So we're about to read about that in Agudat Shel Pesach. In any event, so here's where the Marsha is the toughest kasha. If Taisus learns the Shalol Lishma, the getter of Shalol Lishma, is that the guy... Uh-oh, we're in trouble. It's coming. That the getter is that if a person is not interested in what he's doing at all, then we don't say that it's considered to be Shalei Lashma. It's worse than Shalei Lashma. Balak was bringing carbonus to destroy Klal Yisrael. What are you comparing that? It's crazy. You can't compare that to the case of the Shalei Lashma, the Shemitah Shalei Lashma, Balashma. What's going on over here? This is a wonderful trap. He says we never find, as a matter of fact, we find the opposite. We find that Balak only wanted to protect himself. Bilam wanted to destroy Israel. But as Rashi points out, he just says, keep them away from me. Balak says, I'll wipe them out, we'll get them off the earth. Take them off this planet, throw them into the sea. So the fact that you want to protect yourself is perfectly kosher. If you're bringing a carbon to protect yourself, that's called an Shalom Lishma, but it's certainly not called to be the same thing as Lakanta. I don't want to be Lakanta. We're going to get to that. Right, okay. So, all right, that's just there. It's very interesting. But in any event, we call his karbonis indeed Shalom Lishma. Because of those 42 karbonis, he was zochet to a great granddaughter like Rus. So it's a shaykh to say that. You know, we use the word granddaughter, great granddaughter. We could mean 30 generations later, we also use it. Ben benay shal nimrena rosh. It could be literally. Omer Rabbi Yabarav, Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Minayin she'in HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekapeach afilu schar sicha na'a. Where do you see? HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps in mind the schar of every last element that a person is doing. Even the way, forget about the context, forget about the commitment, the involvement, all these things we've been talking about. Even the way you talk about something makes all the difference in the world. De'ilu b'chira, de'kirite mo'av. See, the older daughter who called her son Mo'av. So she openly acknowledged the fact that he came from her father. So over there, Amalei Rachmana, about Moab, the Torah says, Al Tatzeret Moab, Val Titgarba Milchama. There the Torah is saying specifically that it's in terms of Milchama. But you could still make them crazy. You could still scare them. Tzuri Tzarina. You're allowed to be Mitzayer then. You just can't invade them. The Ilut Tzira, the Kirite Ben Ami. The difference between saying Me'av and Me'am. So there it says, Al Tetzrem Al Titgarba. You can't do anything. You can even be Mitzayin. I feel it's Tzi'ure Lo Tzarin and Klal. And that's Bishchus, the difference. On the other hand, there's another difference. The other difference is that the Bechura went first. Om Reb Chai Barav and Om Reb Yerushua Ben Korcha. Le'olam Yagdim Adam Lidvar Mitzvah. Person should always be the first one in to a dvar mitzvah. She bischar laila achat. She kadmata bechira letzirav. Zachta vekadma arba'a dorot b'Yisrael amalchus. From Oved, Yishai, David, and Shlomo, it was all from the Moav. And then from Ammon was Naama, who was the mother of Shlomo's son. So that means in four generations. Rechavam is the fifth generation from the time of Rus. So it means that Ammon had to wait four more generations because of waiting that one night. So there may be advantages to the Tzira, but there's big advantages to the Bechira.
She finished so good. The run was good, but check it out.
We just said. A Avera Lishma is better than a Mitzvah.
Check it out. I mean, What does that mean? Because you think it's the great thing to do, or it really is?
Well, she's supposed to check it out.
That
meteorite destroys the whole area. What are you supposed to think?
They
just came up with this on the BBC. So.
What about the newspaper?
They found the meteorite that destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. Isha sheferla ba'ala v'hi lo yadaha katub medaber she'itzucha kapra v'slicha v'shaya magia v'yakib etza posotzei aboche u'ma mish nitkaven la'alot v'yado basar chazir v'yala v'yado basar taleta un kapra v'slicha amitkaven la'alot v'yado basar chazir v'yala v'yado basar chazir achat kama v'kama kayotzei v'davar ato omer v'lo yada v'ashem v'nasa avono. מה מיש נתכוון לעלות בידו בשר תלה? ועלה בידו בשר חזיר, כגון חתיכה, ספק של שומן, ספק של חלב. או מר קרוב ונעשה אבנו, מיש נתכוון לעלות בידו בשר חזיר. ועלה בידו בשר חזיר, על אחת כמה וכמה, איסי בן יהודה אומר, ולא ידע והשם ונעשה אבנו, מה מיש נתכוון לעלות בידו בשר תלה, ועלה בידו בשר חזיר, מיני, כגון שתי חתיכות. אחת של חלב, אחת של שומן, ועלה ונעשה אבנו. המתכוון לעלות בידו בשר חזיר, ועלה בידו בשר חזיר. על אחת כמה וכמה, לדבר הזה, ידבו הדבויים. אבל אני לא, אבל אני צריך. איתן אגב, אישה, תמוד בוי כפרה וסוכה משום ימי כל איסורי יכוון. אבו חתיך, סופק של חלב, סופק של שומן, דלהתירה יכוון לו בוי כפרה וסוכה. והיא יתמר עדה, דיקה איסורה. אבל אישה נפר לבעלה, the end was a terror. So maybe לא תיבואי כפרה וסליחה. ויתמר ניתר די אבא מינה ניתר תמיד סגל עוד בכפרה וסליחה. זה לא יקבע איסורה. אבל שתי חתיכות, אחת של חלב, אחת של שומן, ואיר יקבע איסורה, לא סגל עוד בכפרה וסליחה. כמה שבלון לא שעה. אומר אבא ברבחון, אומר את יוכל, מה היא נכתיב? כי ישרים דרכי השם צדיקים יחו בה, ופושרים יקשבו בה. משל לשני בני אדם שצלו את פסחיהם, אחד אכלו לשום מצווה, אחד אכלו לשום אכילה גסה. זה שאכלו לשום מצווה וצדיקים יחו בה. זה שאכלו לשום אכילה גסה, פושעים יקשרו בה. צטונוגי אכילת אפיקומן בזמן הזה, זה סיים העניין. אומר לי ריש לוקש, it's not fair, I ראש הקרית עליי. מעיד אלו כאובין מצווה מן המובחר, פסח מי הכאובין, אלא משל, שני בני אדם, זה אשתו ואחותו אמו, זה אשתו ואחותו אמו. אתה יודע כמה שאני מסביר שלא כשזה. זה נזדם לו אשתו, נזדם לו אחותו. זה נזדם לו אשתו, צדיקים יראו בה. זה שנזדם לו אחותו, פושעים יקשרו בה. מדמי. ותאר מבט חוד הדרך, הנקם נלחד הדרך. אורך שני דרכים. אלא משל ללא אותו שתי בנותיו אמו. זה אין שנתקבל לשם מצווה, צדיקים יראו בה. הוא שנתכוון לשם אווירם, פושעים יקשרו בהם. הרינו לגבי סמאל, הוא דמונה מן השם מצווי חווין. אמר רבי יוחנן לוקמן, כל הפוסק הזה שם אווירם, וישא לוט, ותישא איש את אדוני את עיניה. את עיניו, כי ישרה בעיניי, ויער, ויער אותה שכם בן חמור, את כל כיכר הירדן, ועד אישה זונת כיכר לחם. כי כולם משקה, משקה, אלך אחרי מהאהבה נותני, לחמי, מימי, צמרי, פשתי, שמני ושיקויי. ומי נסניס? תנו משום רבי יוסי גרוב. חוני, לא מנוקו, עבוד, ובקומה של בחירה. לומר שמייבי בשכבה לא ידע, אבל בקומה ידע. ומי אבי לא למבה? מי נה אבי אבי? אף כמינה דלפניה קרינה, לא יבוא אלו משתך אמרה אבי אסלי. דורש רוב ומי וכסיב אך נפשע מקריאת עוז ומדיינים כברי החרמון אך נפשע מקריאת עוז זה לוט שפירש מאברהם מדיינים כברי החרמון שיתיר מדיינים כברכים וארמון פרטי ארמון לא יבוא המוני ומואבי בקל השם דורש רבית אמרו יתרמי לכתיב את אהבה יבקש נפרד ובכל תושייה התגלה, לטעמה יבקש לפרט זה לא, ובכל תושייה, בין תורה שבעל פה, בין תורה שבכתב יתגלה, שנתגלה כלונו בבתי כנסיות ובבתי מדרשות אצלם, לבתי מדרשות המוני המערבי, אסורי ויסור נסור עליו. אמרו לה, תמר זינתה, זמרי זינה. תמר זינתה, יצאו מן המלאכים הנביאים. זמרי זינה, נפלה כמה רבבות בישראל. אמרו, אנחנו ביצווה גדולה ורא נשמה, ממצווה שלא נשמה. אבל אמרו, יהודה אמרו, לעולם יעסוק אדם בתורה ובמצוות, אפילו שלא נשמה. שבתור שלא נשמה, בא נשמה. אלא אין לה כמצווה שלא נשמה. תכתיב תבורך מנשים יאהב, אשת חבר הקיני. מנשים באוהל תבורך. מה הנשים שבאוהל? שרה, רבקה, רוחה ולאה. אומר רבי יוחנן, שבע בעילות בעל אותו רשע באותה שעה, שנאמר, ובין רגלי הקרה נפל, שכב, בין רגלי הקרה נפל, ואשר קרה שם נפל, וכמיתניה בבעילה דילה. אומר רבי יוחנן, כל תוותת שרשעים אינן אלא רעה עצו צדיקים. שנאמר, ישמר לך, מדבר עם יעקב, מטוב ועד רע, ובשלב הרע, נו, שפיר. אלא טוב, עמי לא, אלא לאו, שמע מינה, טובתו רעי, שמע מינה. גוף. אומר רבי ירם הרע, לעולם יעסוק אדם בתורה ובמצוות, אפילו שלא לשמע, שמתוך שלא לשמע, בא לשמע. שבשכר 42 קרבנות שקריב בלק הרשע, זכה ויצא ממנו רות. אמר רבי יסברי וחנינה, רות בת בנו של עגלון מלך מואב הייתה. אמר רבי יברעב, אמר רבי יוחנן, מניין שאין הקדוש ברוך הוא מקפיה, אפילו שכר שיחנה, דילו בחירה, דקרית אמו אב, אמלה רחמנת עצרת מואב, ותתגר במלחמה, דווקא מלחמה עוד עלו, אב עצרי צהרינה, אילו צעירה, דקרית בן עמי, אמר לה, תוצרים ותתגר בה, אפילו צעיר לא תצהרינה כלל. אומר רבי יבר רבין, אומר רבי ישוע בן קורחה, לעולם יקים אדם לדבר מצווה, שבשכר לילה אחת, שקדמתה בחירה וצעירה, זכתה וקדמה ארבע דורות בישראל למלכות.